up? How's everybody
we're
doing?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing good. So are we, and you, hopefully. All right, great. Hey, folks, we got a special guest today. Hold on.
You know up. 007, this is what Tim is, right?
That too.
He's a super secret agent man.
Exactly. Part of the British Royal Army, if I'm not mistaken. Tim Heel.
No, we don't have a Royal Army. We have the British Army. We have a Royal Navy.
I apologize.
A Royal Air Force.
You're a royal
painter. But I'm from the British Army.
Nice. Thank you. And you're retired from the Army as well, right?
I am. I only did a short time.
Yes.
All right. So are we going to do speed round or what?
Yes. We're going to have some fun with you to start off. First time we've really done this to start off a show.
Okay.
A lightning round. It's kind of our lightning speed round thingamajigger. We're just going to throw questions at you and you have as much fun as humanly possible. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
I love it. Let's go.
First question. What do you usually think about while you're on the toilet?
Making sure I can get off of it.
Yes.
If you had a chance to invent a country, what would you name it?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a good question. Hang on, let me have a think on that one. How about the Tim Hill country?
Tim Hill country.
I like it. There we go.
All right.
A big country.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
No, it belongs in spiced rum.
Hey, all right. I like that one. Yes.
All right.
With mango.
Who's the fifth
mango person? Mango and pineapple, spiced rum. You can't beat pineapple. It.
I like it. Throw it all in there. Let's go. Pop it down.
Who's the fifth person on your missed calls?
Oh, fifth person. I don't know. I generally answer everything. Mind you, the people that hang up on me. You know when you get these calls? Somebody rings in and they're trying to flog you something.
Yeah.
And it's cold calling.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I love putting a bite on them. I love going fishing. see how long I can keep them strung along for. Because I reckon the longer I can keep them on, the less chance they've got of hooking some poor other bugger.
Right. And you got nothing else to do but mess with them.
Well, I'm retired.
Right.
Exactly. That a boy. I love it.
Get him to meet you down at the pub.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right. Next one is, what music would you choose to play every time you walk in a room?
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
I like it.
All right.
I've got a story about that.
Go.
About 1,000 years ago, when I was posted in Berlin, the war was up. Rudolf Hess was still alive. It was a fantastic posting to be on. You've got the American sector, you've got the British sector, you've got the French sector, and then you've got the Russian sector. Mm-hmm. Now, I used to go over to a bar in the American sector because I was part of the... At that time, it was the Berlin chapter of the European Rodeo Association.
Okay.
All right.
Which was quite good fun. And this bar, it was a proper spit and sawdust type place. And there was always a punch-up goes on in there. Somebody will go down. And whenever there's a punch-up and somebody went down, somebody put on the jukebox, another one bites the dust.
I like it.
So every time he walks in now.
Yep.
Another one. Yeah. Tight the dust.
God, I wish we could play that without having any copyright.
You can sing it though.
You love Queen, don't you? Just love Queen.
All right. The next question is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's a hot dog.
But it's bread and around the meat.
No. That's a roll.
What about a taco?
Well, that's a taco, isn't it? A sandwich, right? Let's put you straight. You can get a sandwich that we call an egg banjo. So, so you get a slice of bread.
Yeah.
You put your butter on, you put your brown sauce on it, and then you put your fried egg on it, and you fold it in half. Okay? And as soon as you take a bite into it, you've got egg down your front, and you start playing your banjo. Egg banjo.
Egg banjo. Wait, let's go back. What the heck is brown sauce?
It's mustard.
Is it?
No. You've got brown sauce, HP. HP brown sauce.
This is
I mean, you can put ketchup on it, but I mean, you only put ketchup on it if you run out of brown sauce.
Interesting.
HP brown sauce.
Is it like a steak sauce?
No, it's brown sauce. It's brown. It's
brown.
HP. Google it. HP brown sauce.
Brown.
This could change our world.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, actually.
On pizza and brown sauce for sandwiches.
Yep.
No pineapple on pizza.
No, you don't put pineapple on pizza. You put pineapple to your rum.
That's right. I like it.
All right. Do you think if anything is possible, is it possible for anything to be impossible?
Of course not. Everything's possible.
Everything's possible.
That's right.
I told you.
So I'm trying to look up this HP brown sauce real quick while he's
all right. I might got two more. Yeah. What has been the most embarrassing thing you have ever worn?
Oh, I haven't.
You've never worn anything embarrassing?
Well, it might be embarrassing to other people, but I've never been embarrassed.
You've never been.
Occasionally, I put a skirt on or a dress.
You put a skirt on? Hey, it's okay. I've worn a dress. I've worn tight. Yeah, yeah. There was a good reason.
As you do, I mean, a bit of cross-dressing on a pub night.
That's right.
On a party night.
Not you.
Yeah, I don't wear anything.
The brown sauce there.
I got the brown sauce.
You got the brown sauce. Go on, you get that on your egg banjo. You won't go far wrong.
All right.
Banjo villain.
So,
hey, we'll have to put the recipe of the egg banjo in the description.
It's a dead simple recipe.
Yeah, all right.
Slice of bread.
Slice of bread.
Bit of butter. Brown sauce. Fried egg.
Egg.
Now, if you're clever with it, you'll break the yolk and make sure it's all cooked through before you put it into there. Yeah. And then it takes away the bit of banjo.
I like
you it. Won't have egg down your front.
So brown sauce is like, it could be one of two things on our end, either a barbecue sauce or like an A1 steak sauce.
That makes sense.
So that's what.
That makes
sense. Probably closer to the A1 rather than the barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last question. What would you do if you found a dead body in a hotel room?
Look the other way.
Leave it there and hang out in the hotel room.
I'm out. Stick a fork in me.
All right, you're on.
Thank you. That a boy. Good job, kid. I'll give you a round of applause.
Right on.
But anyway.
Oh, wicked.
So you were in the military, and reading your profile, it looks like you were a color sergeant and a staff sergeant. So I wanted to know what the difference is.
Whoa. Stop right there.
Okay, I'm stopping.
I wasn't a staff sergeant.
Oh, okay.
I was a color sergeant. Oh. Now, let me explain the difference.
Please do. Okay?
A color sergeant comes from an infantry regiment.
Okay.
And escorts the colours. Colours is what the blokes live, rally around, and die for. Mm. Okay. So it's the flag with all the battle honours on. Mm-hmm. And in an infantry regiment, you have two colours. You have the Queen's colour, and you have the regimental colour. Okay?
Okay.
Now, it's generally an ensign, a young officer, that carries the colour, and then you get two colour sergeants and a sergeant major that escort the colour. Really, really important job, okay?
Yeah.
There is no more important job in an infantry regiment than escorting the colours. Because that's what blokes rally around in battle, and they live and die for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your staff sergeant, he comes from a corps. So you like your Corps of Engineers, your Corps of Signals, your artillery, that sort of thing. Okay. They're staff sergeants. And they don't do a lot.
They don't do a lot. They're just I like it.
Nowhere near as important as a color sergeant.
That's right.
I like it. I like it. Now, you also mentioned in your profile. Hold on, let me try that again. I can't spit anything in your profile. There we go.
Swallow.
That you played rugby.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. How many years of rugby did you play, and how high up did you get in the rankings?
Well, I played for quite a few teams over the years. I mean, I started playing rugby when I was at school. It's a schoolboy thing. I was fortunate, the school I went to, because it was a really big school, we were able to play different sports. I took a real big dislike into soccer. I only played it a couple of times. They put me in the goal, and somebody kicked the ball out of me, and it caught me straight in a mooey, straight in the face. You know, I mean, claret coming all over. But I thought, I don't like this game much. So, fortunately, the school, they had a rugby team. So I moved over. I started playing rugby, and I played at scrum half. Now, the scrum half gets the ball and puts it into the scrum. And the scrum is where they all scrum down. So you've got eight blokes all scrumming down. The scrum half puts the ball in. What do they do with it in there? I'm not quite sure. But when it spits out, it's mine again. And then I pass it out to normally a number 10, or I'll give it to one of the forwards to carry the ball. And I kind of direct the game as it goes forward. So over the years, I played at school. I played for a local club where I did fairly well. And we were in a bit of a league. And a couple of years we won, a couple of years we lost. But it was a good grounding.
Yeah.
Then I joined the army, and I played for the battalion for a while, and I moved around, played for our local clubs, and I kind of played on and off all my career really, and I ended up I played my last game for the Regimental Veterans of the Royal Anglia Regiment, which I'm a proud member, when I was 56.
Oh wow. That was a couple of days ago, right?
Yeah, I wish.
I hear you.
Yeah, I was 56 when I hung up my boots.
Did you go on a tour with the Army? Did you go on any tours? Overseas and stationed in other places around the world?
Yep. When I came out of training, my first posting was Munster in West Germany.
Yeah, he had said he went to Germany, right? Yep. Yeah.
Loved it. It was great, great posting. And from there, we came back to Gillingham in Kent in England. And on that 2 years, we spent more time away than we spent there, actually. We did Norway, we did Denmark, we did Italy. Hmm. Some of the guys went to Gambia. There was a few other places we went on exercises. And then at the end of that 2 years, we got posted to Berlin. And Berlin was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, at that time, it was 1978 to 1980. Wow. And the wall was still up. Rudolf Hess was still alive. We went, we used to go over to East Berlin quite a lot as a duty. So we'd be dressed up in our best uniforms, number two dress, we call it. And we'd go over into East Berlin. We'd be driving a big Opel Imperial. And as we go through Checkpoint Charlie, it's just like going from a colour film to a black and white film.
I was just going to ask that. It was in my head. Like, is that really true?
It was that stark. East Berlin was grey. Everywhere was grey you went. And in fact, East Germany, is pretty much grey. Wherever you went in East Germany, it was grey. It was a funny old place. So we used to go over there a lot, and that was great. Excuse me.
You're good. I sure hope that's gin or something.
Absolutely. Adam's Ale, I call it. Adam's Ale.
There you go. I know.
Great. Yeah. So one of the other really fantastic duties was the Berlin military train. Now, you've seen the Orient Express and all that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, it was just like that. It was Pullman class. You get on the train in the morning at Charlottenburg, at some ridiculous time in the morning, about 6 o'clock in the morning, and it sets off and it goes down through Potsdam. And you have to go through two checkpoints, one at this end, one at the West German end. And the duty is that you're escorting everybody's passports. So everybody's passports are checked and everybody's sat on the train and they're all having breakfast in this like Pullman class and everything. One of the East Germans are walking up and down feeling pretty miserable. Wow. And you do the same the other end. So you've got fantastic food on this train. It was opulence at its best. You get down to a place called Brunswick in West Germany. You spend the day mincing around there, and then you come back in the afternoon and have a dinner on the train on the way back. And the escorts and the guys are done up in the number two dress, and they get off and lots of saluting and mincing about and checking people's passports, one thing or another. But it was a great, great day out. And that's one of the best duties that we had in Berlin at the time.
Interesting. So I had heard a story years ago, and I was just curious if you can confirm or deny this for me. Going through the checkpoint, they would have one person, and they'd have to do like three different things. So the one person would have to go to each window, and the person would act like they'd never seen you before and help you in different ways and be completely complacent. Now, was that true happenings, or was that just kind of BS?
I didn't see that. It was quite a formal thing on the train duty. When you drive through in your own car,
yeah,
then you kind of get mucked about a bit.
Okay.
At the border cross, if you look sideways wrongly at one of the guards, then you can get mucked about a bit. And I know people that sort of start losing their rag and everything like that, and they just get mucked about even more. instead of taking sort of 20 minutes, half an hour to go through the checkpoint, it's taking them 2 or 3 hours because they're getting all right. Right. Wow. And yeah, that's quite funny, really.
Oh, God, yeah.
So you went over there. Were you able to engage with any of the people? Or were you?
Well, when you go into East Berlin and places like that, generally they people sort of stay away from you. They didn't really engage. You could go and sit in a cafe. We used to go over in the evenings to concerts and stuff like that and have a meal over there beforehand. And you could talk to waiters and stuff like that, but it was generally protecting them by not speaking to them, if that makes sense.
Get them in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had the Stasi and all that malarkey over there. So, but Berlin was a terrific place. West Berlin was such a lively city. It was full of colour and, lots and lots of fun in East Berlin, in Berlin.
Yeah.
Nice. So I got to ask, we talked about your pub. What's the name of the pub?
Oh, this is the Village Home.
The Village Home. All right.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down because I'm planning on going to, England, Great Britain and having a little bit of fun. So the Village Home.
And it's in Alverstoke Village.
Alverstoke Village. All right.
It's outside. Oh, it's in Gosport.
Gasport. All right.
Yeah. So we'll be in there tomorrow evening. We have a pub quiz in there on a Wednesday evening.
Nice.
We won last week. Yes.
You got a little trivia going
on. Uh-oh. We may have to zoom in. That would be fun.
Right on.
So what's the best thing to do in Gasport?
God, there's so much to do here. There is so much history. Unlike America, we've got thousands of years of history here. And Gosport, Portsmouth area is absolutely reeking with history. Yeah. We've got, there's a submarine museum. There is the explosive museum where we've got the Vittlin Yards in St. Clarence Yard. So it's all geared up around the Navy for centuries. We've got the Mary Rose over in Portsmouth, in the dockyard. Okay. And the Mary Rose was Henry VIII's ship that sailed out of the harbour and gone to, and flipped over. Because the guns was too heavy for the top decks. and they dredged it up a few years ago. And now it's preserved in a purpose-built building that's got all the atmospherics in there to stop the wood sort of rotting away. But there's quite a lot of it that was well preserved. You've got HMS Warrior, the first ironclad steam warship.
Oh, wow.
You've got HMS Victory. HMS Victory was Nelson's flagship that we had a little parlay with the French off Trafalgar in 1805.
There's a lot of stuff there. I like
it. You know what he wants to know is where all the hauntings are.
Yes. I'm into the haunted stuff. I'm into the spiritual, the paranormal, all that good stuff.
Where's all the ghosts?
Actually, there's a guy that does tours. The last I heard, he was doing tours around a place called Fareham.
Okay.
And he calls it the ghost tours around Fareham. And it's like a walking tour, and he takes you around the boneyards and all the rest of it and show you some of the paranormal stuff that's going on there.
I like it. Got to do that. Got to follow it. Check it out. Look into it.
Yeah. Hey,
I got to tell you, you know, that was unbelievable. I had a lot of fun. Tim, thank you so much. If you want, please let us know where we can find you. Just let us know out there and we'll put it down below.
All right. We're finished.
Yeah. We usually go about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Right. And yeah,
we're hitting it.
You were amazing.
I could go on for hours.
We didn't say much. And you were perfect.
Exactly.
Well, I can tell you about Afghanistan. I can tell you about Iraq. I can tell you about Kosovo. I can talk about Macedonia.
Do we have more shows.
I can talk about Norway.
27 more shows coming up with Tim, folks. I like it. We definitely want to have you on again.
That'd be great.
Oh, it'd be an absolute pleasure, guys. Yeah. I've enjoyed myself.
Absolutely. Definitely. Tim, thank you. From all of us to all of you, have a great day and a better tomorrow. What up?
All two of us.
That's right. What three up? Of us. Yeah. One, two, three.
There you go.
Hey. Get in there.
Take care, dude.